Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Absolutely. We are excited about tonight's episode of the Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it on 790 ESPN. I am your host of the show, Paul Metters, live here from the ESPN studio on Palm Avenue, just across from Bullard High School. You can listen to all the past episodes on wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, these are turned into podcasts as well. If you don't listen to it live, you can always go back. You can listen on Apple, Spotify. Past episodes are also on YouTube as well, so you can see the faces behind the voices. It's always great at time to talk to the wonderful student athletes at Fresno Pacific University. I am a proud alum of the school. When they approached me, what is it? About a year and a half ago, about doing this show, I was like, man, this seems like a perfect relationship, and I've had a great time so far. I hope you guys have had a great time listening to the shows. I love talking to these student athletes about all the great things that happen at Fresno Pacific, not only academically, but athletically as well, obviously. But it's just a wonderful, wonderful, welcoming campus, full of great facilities, and happy to share a little bit of their stories as well. Last week, had a really good episode. We talked with the baseball team. Yes, baseball is in the air. They won some games last week. They actually won 3 out of 4. So super proud of the Fresno Pacific University baseball team. Tonight, we have water polo in the air. We have members of the women's team. Their season started on January 17th. They are 5 games in. They played a really tough match a couple days ago, actually last Friday, against Kowloon, lost only by 1 goal, 12-11. It's always great to hear about water polo. It's a really big sport here in the Central Valley. We've got a couple locals today, actually second-time guests on the show, Emma and Maggie Cook. They were great athletes from Buchanan High School. So we got a local flavor. They've been on the show before. So really excited to hear from them again. We have a freshman too, Kennedy Green. She's from Thousand Oaks. And Sophia Del Rolo, she is from San Jose, California. And in both segments, we're going to hear from Coach Brian Sahovi, who, like Emma and Maggie, was on the show last year as well. He's the only coach in program history. Now he's solely leading the women's team after the Fresno Pacific. I said we. I feel like I'm a part of the school as well. They hired John Miller to lead the men's team. As always, we have a recap of things that went on last week. We had a lot of stuff to get to. The women's and men's basketball team, they went 1-1 each on the week. Thursday, the women lost to Biola, but the men held it down at the very end, triumphing 70-62 over the Eagles, going 11-20 from three-point land along the way. Saturday, the men then fell to a very strong Point Loma team, but the women, this was a huge win for them, handed the Sea Lions their first home loss of the season, 68-65, coming back at the end of both halves. In that one, senior Angela Whitfield had a double-double in the game, earning her the title of Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week. Swim, they went down to Isla Vista. Sounds like an island in Jurassic Park right there. For the UC Santa Barbara Invitational, facing off against the Gauchos and PCSC rival Westmont. Despite a few Sunbirds being sidelined by sickness, both the men's and women's team had a great result, highlighted by a bundle of personal records. Key PRs included efforts from August Ottenson, Kaylin Matoli, Kara Moley, and Caitlin Sakamoto. In women's water polo, who we're going to hear from in just a second, they took on Cal State Northridge and Kowloon on Friday. Despite those two hard-fought losses, the sister duo of Emma and Maggie Cook, joining us in just a second after the break, they had a combined 9 goals over the weekend, and goalie Evangelina Filippi accounted for 16 saves on the weekend as well. I mentioned the baseball program having a great start to their season. We heard from them last week. They won 3 out of 4 at Cal State Dominguez Hills, so 3-1 on the season. The Toros from Cal State Dominguez Hills, they were actually picked 3rd in their CCAA preseason poll. But Friday, the Sunbirds swept them, taking the win 6-3, 5-1. Solid pitching from Dustin Tinsley and Derek McNary. Saturday, game 3, they lost that opener 3-0, even though they had 9 hits. In the final game, freshman Drew Petty held Toro scoreless for 5 innings, leading to the 5-2 win, and also earning him Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week. For their efforts, the Diamond Birds also were named Pac West Team of the Week. And finally, as we air right now, Stunt has started their first competition ever as a Sunbird squad against Northwest Nazarene University. So we're excited to follow that program as well. All right, we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to bring on Coach Sahovi and Emma and Maggie Cook. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back. Happy Wednesday night to everybody out there listening on 790 ESPN. This is the Sunbird Sports Show. We do this every Wednesday from 6 to 7, and we got members of the women's water polo team in the house right now. You guys are seasoned veterans. We have Emma and Maggie Cook here and Coach Sahovi. Brian with a Y.
Yeah.
Right? None of those B-R-I-A-N.
No, the right way to spell it.
The right way. The correct way.
Yes.
All right. So thanks, guys, for coming on again. This is going to be a lot of fun. How's everything going? You guys doing okay? What's going on?
It's going well. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing really well. We're a couple weeks into the season, and we're excited about how things are going. So things are going good.
Good. We're going to get into the season in just a second, but practice still in the morning, right? It's kind of the MO with water polo, right? Do you guys agree with that? Is that the best time to practice?
It is. I think so. I was talking to one of our alumni yesterday, a couple days ago, and she just laughed and she goes, "You told us over and over that after our water polo career would end, we would end up at some point being back to an early morning schedule." And she goes, "Sure enough, it's the only time in my day that I'm able to go to the gym. 5 a.m. out the door, going to the gym, and then go home, get ready, and go to work." And
can't break the habit.
Can't break the habit. It just comes back and gets you.
Girls, what about for you? Are you guys just totally used to the structure of water polo and practice and early mornings, or is it still a little bit difficult?
Yeah, it's
to get
a little bit different this year because we're at a different site. We're at Sanger West, which is a very nice complex, but we're actually celebrating a little bit because now we don't have to show up on deck until 6 a.m. and still until 5:40, which we used to do. So we're taking that as a small win.
You got 20 minutes of bonus time.
It is. It makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
It really does.
I mean, is afternoon practice? I mean, you guys went to Buchanan. Was that kind of the thing of Buchanan, or is it dependent on the boys or anything like that, their schedule as far as when practice time was?
Yeah, most of it was afternoon practice. We had a few morning practices here and there, but I like afternoons though.
Yeah, personally. Afternoons were nice, but it's good to have discipline and wake up in the morning, so things are good.
All right, good stuff. All right, Brian, just kind of give us a snapshot of this season so far, some expectations. So this is your first year as purely the women's head coach.
Yeah.
Right, so that's a big deal.
It's a big life change. It is a lot of news, a lot of firsts, so... Yeah, but it's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, so just kind of walk us through, what'd you say, what, 3 out of the 5 games so far have been D1 or 4 of the 5?
Yeah, I was just going back and thinking. We've played 5 games. 4 of those 5 have been D1s, and 3 of those were ranked top 15 teams. And so, so it's been a tough start, but they have handled it in an amazing way. They get after it, and they don't stop playing. They don't back down, and that's been fun to watch.
Was that planned from like a couple years ago, from this year, that you wanted to start off that schedule really strongly? Or was that just like, hey, we scheduled these 3 years ago, we're committed to this? What did that go into?
No, it was a little bit of a plan. I kind of went into it. I knew we had a lot of young players coming in. I knew the experience that we had returning, and I kind of felt we just had to, we needed to get after it with some tough games right off the bat. And so did just that. Got a few. I mean, didn't go too crazy, but yeah, we had some hard games so far.
So what are some good things that you have taken away from that? I mentioned that Kowloon game, which was a 1-goal difference, right?
Yeah.
But what are some really good things that have come out of those games?
It has really shown how much grit this team has. They don't back down. They although they may not admit to it, but they play with like really kind of a fearless attitude. And that's been really fun to watch. And even to the last second, UOP a couple weeks ago, down to the last seconds, I had one of our seniors was fighting for an ejection and didn't stop playing until that buzzer went off in the fourth quarter. And so that was fun to watch. That shows a lot of character with this group and shows a lot of fight, and we could go a long way with that.
What are some difference, Brian, that from last year to this year? Obviously, you're going to be able to focus a lot more time with the women's program. So what are some things that maybe you've been able to develop more in preseason compared to what the last couple of years have been?
Well, I mean, I had some bigger plans for the preseason, but we ran into some pool problems and it kind of limited what we were able to do, but was able to spend a lot more time with them. And we were in the water more, working on some fundamental stuff. We got to fill out our preseason schedule and max out our dates, which we've never done before. And so I think we got a pretty good jump start in terms of, you know, what we're prepping for. And that was exciting. I've never even, in all my career here, that's the first time I've ever been able to do that. And gave me kind of a baseline for, you know, the direction we're going. And I want to expand on that and do even more next year. So I'm excited. It was just kind of testing the waters this year. And, you know, we're just going to continue to develop.
Girls, what about for you so far through five games? Like, has things felt a little bit different? You feel, you know, the more experience has helped you coming in this year? How are you guys framing so far?
Yeah, it's been challenging, you know, with going against the level of competition that these teams have been. But, you know, this team is relatively pretty young. And so, but, you know, coming back as a returner and having that little bit of experience has really been a good experience, and it's kind of helped me take on more responsibility a little bit, but also it's really fun to see all the younger girls kind of pave their own way and get some good stats.
Mm-hmm. So, Emma, do you feel, I'm not going to use the word pressure, but do you just feel a different role, I guess I should frame it that way, a different role coming into this year than years past?
A bit, yeah. Yeah, because am I the oldest one? I don't know.
The oldest one on the team?
Yeah, I think so, probably. But yeah, it's like a good pressure to say, but yes.
Okay, Maggie, what about for you coming into this year? Are you in a good place? Are you excited? Just kind of explain how you're coming in.
Yeah, I'm excited. We kind of had a rocky start with our first opening game with Davis, who was ranked, and we're kind of like, okay, like, I don't know how this season is going to go, but every game has gotten better since then. And we have a really young team, as Emma mentioned and Coach mentioned, but they're getting a lot better every single game, every single practice, and it's been fun to watch that, but also to be like, they're strong, dependable teammates, and that's what's making it more fun to play and having people that you're having fun with, but also like we are able to win and have really good close games with. So that's what I'm looking for this weekend and just the rest of the season.
Coach, for you, I'm curious about philosophical wise, is there anything that you've kind of changed along the way coming to this year, or is it just kind of still just kind of stay the course with the program?
I've got a few different things that I've kind of been toying with, but I haven't made any real big major changes. I didn't really want to come in guns blazing and just completely, you know, flip the ship, but you know, I've got some ideas and some things that I'm slowly working on and transitioning through, and a little higher expectations. My recruiting philosophy's changed a little bit, and practice planning and how I prep is going to start continuing to shift and evolve with this change. And so, but yeah, I didn't want to come in and just all of a sudden, you know, come with a completely different plan and change things up right away. I didn't want to rock the boat too much. So, but we have been put a little bit more pressure on people. I'm at everything, which I think is kind of weird for them. And so I'm in the weight room every day. I'm at all the meetings, everything. And so that's been a little bit of a change, the fact that they have to see me every day all the time, and I'm always always in the room. So
all day, every day.
Yeah, it's fun, though. I enjoy it.
Just talk about the two young ladies to your right and how you've gotten to know them over the years and coach them up, and you've seen them progress. Just what do they bring to the program? What do they mean to you?
Oh, man. I don't want to get emotional, but these two mean a lot. I mean, not as players, but just as young women. My kids have grown up with them and adore them. And so it's more than just water polo. It's more than just, you know, being on the pool deck. And so they have great character. They have great work ethic, great values. And they bring so much to the team, and it's been a blessing to have them. And I could keep going, but not only that, they're extremely talented water polo players, and it's fun because they are two totally different water polo players. It's you know, you've got Emma, who's a center, and you've got Maggie, who's a cook, and Maggie's a cook.
I am
Maggie,
too.
Who's a defender.
That's also true.
And so she's a great baker, by the way. So she's always bringing.
She's cooking in the
stuff.
Pool.
She is. So, there you go. But they bring two totally different styles of water polo to the game, and it's fun to watch because, I mean, when they get together, they're on the same page, and they just know how to read each other really well, and they make a lot happen. And so it's fun to see them in the water.
All right, let's get into some technical stuff, right? I mean, I've admitted this on the air. I'm kind of a water polo newbie, right? I don't know all the intricacies that go on and all that good stuff. All right, so Emma, just talk about your position, what you try to do in the pool, and what your role is in there.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a center, which is like, if you look at the where everyone's facing the cage, I'm the one right in front of the cage. And so a lot of times teams will try to, at least a portion of their offense will run through the center. And so, yeah, that's what I try to do, is try to get the ball in mostly, hopefully, and get it back in the net.
Turn
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Do you get beat up a lot?
Surprisingly, it depends on the team, for sure. Depends on the team. Some players are really nice, and you just kind of go in there and you do your job, but other teams will, yeah, it's a little bit, it's kind of rough, other teams.
Do you dish it back, though? That's my follow-up.
Oh, I don't know. I try not to.
Oh, okay.
She's sneaky about it, though. She absolutely does. She's lying to you. She does.
She's the straight-faced one, too. She'll do it, and you'll never know she did it. She just kind of...
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
But it's good. It's good for us. But, yeah.
Maggie, what about for you, position-wise, and how it's going in the pool so far?
Yeah, so my main job is to guard girls that play Emma's position. So I'm trying to guard them in the middle of the pool, let them get the ball, trying to maintain a front on them so the offense can't run through them. And then on offense, I have to either quarterback a lot of this stuff, I'll pass the ball to people, or I try to set up other people, or sometimes I have to drive through and post up and do Emma's job for a second. So it just kind of depends on if we're working through Emma on offense or if someone else has to be the secondary. So that's kind of my job. But Emma and I play on, whenever we're not on the same team at practice, we're playing on each other. So don't let her little deceptive ways. She's a really good aggressive physical player, but it doesn't always come off that way. So yeah, but it's fun to play on Emma.
And you're both right-handed?
We're both right-handed.
Yep. Do you have to be pretty competent with both hands in the pool? Does that help, or do you play dominant style?
Sometimes we'll use our left hand to earn an exclusion or just try to make a positional call or to earn a positional call, I guess. But no, mostly everything goes through our right hand.
Is that, yeah, go ahead, Brian.
It is beneficial, though. It's beneficial to be able to handle the ball with both hands because there are various moments where you might have to switch or catch a ball unexpectedly or move a ball. And it's good. We do some practice with our off hands and work on some drill work on ball handling. Not too often, though, because they are, you know, you want to work with your dominant hand, but having the ability to play with both hands does help in a lot of situations.
What's your favorite play so far this year? What I got some goals, right? You guys have seven. You each have seven, according to the website. Are we right on that? Yeah? Sure.
Okay. Sure, yeah. Sounds
yeah,
right.
Sure. Sounds
okay,
good.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite so far this year?
Oh my goodness. It's hard to like remember specific goals, but I don't know. I like kind of the standard 6-on-5, like 2-pop goal. I think those are fun. Mm-hmm. So
2-pop goal means what? Again, I'm a newbie. Let's go. Come on. People out there listening might
not
know.
I don't even know how to describe it.
It's a power play. Okay. When you're running, you're a player from the other team gets excluded for an aggressive foul. And they're out for 20 seconds. And so you get a power play, a man up situation where you're 6-on-5, and you have a few different plays that you can run. But a 2-pop is kind of a standard. You run a rotation, and one of your post players pops out to a little bit more of an outside shooter, and you're trying to open up into some space and receive a pass and get a real quick shot right in front of the cage.
All right.
So, and that's usually Maggie sets it up, and Emma's the one taking the shot. So
it's good times.
There you go. There's a 2-pop. All right.
There's a 2-pop.
Maggie, what about for you? You got a favorite player shot this year?
The thing that's most fresh in my mind, we watched film on it today too, is kind of, I made a joke in the pool because my position, I'm not the driver, the fastest girl in the pool, but I stole the ball and I had to counter the entire length of the pool and I made the goal and I was like, it's like in football when the lineman gets the pick and gets scored to touchdown. And I was like, I need a break. I'm tired. But that was fun. So
that's cool. Awesome. So let's see, Emma, you're a senior.
I'm a senior.
Are you on pace to graduate?
I am.
You
yes.
are?
Yes.
with a degree in
what? In nursing, bachelor's in nursing.
Do you have, after you graduate, is it all set up for you, or what's your prospects look like?
Yeah, so after you graduate from nursing school, you go and you take your licensure exam, what's called the NCLEX, and then, so after I take that, I'm really hoping to go into pediatrics somewhere, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Maggie, where are you at with your studies?
Still in my undergrad, still, I'm a liberal studies student, so a lot of my classes are geared towards getting experience in the classroom, and I start that next week, actually, so it's really good experience just finishing that in my undergrad, so it's fun.
Elementary?
I think elementary.
Did we talk about this last time?
I think we did. I'm thinking like third grade, third grade, fourth grade.
There you go. All right. So you're going to get into the classroom soon.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Favorite aspect, girls, of Fresno Pacific, maybe besides sports, what's something that you really enjoy about the school?
I really love the community and how small everything is, and how when you walk across campus, you see pretty much everyone you could ever know in your life. And so, yeah, everyone there is super sweet, very nice, and very welcoming. And so, yeah, you make friends everywhere you go. So I really appreciate it about that.
Where's the cool place to hang out on campus?
Charlotte's Coffee Corner.
When Emma, because Emma does school at the North Campus, so she's not usually at our main campus. So when we get there, we don't really get a lot of work done, but we do hang out in Charlotte's, so it's fun.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that. What you got?
I was gonna say, Charlotte's, shout out. We the university did a great job, and we got Cup of Joy on campus. So.
Ooh.
That's a nice little stop to go sit in there and have a cup of coffee.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, right?
Right. Great coffee. Maggie, I didn't prep you for this question, and I don't know how you're going to answer it. Your sister probably doesn't know how you're going to answer it, but are you already like dreading next year in the way that you're going to miss your sister, right? This is it for Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Emma, you're looking at me like, why are you asking me right now? We're only five games into the year.
I don't know. It'll be hard because I've only ever played with her. And so even like coming to Fresno Pacific, I had intentions of going somewhere else. And I was like, wait, I really like this school. This program would be fun. And I asked her permission if it was okay if I came here. And just having that experience with her is really cool. And it's a really unique opportunity to have that. And I don't know what it's going to be like that if that goes away. But it'll be good. It'll be good to have a new experience, a new team, some more individuality when we won't be both cooks, you know, it will just be Maggie, which will be fun. But yeah, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Have your parents been able to follow your careers and go to most games? What does that look?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My dad loves water polo. He loves it. He tries to go to every game he can. And yeah, he's like coaching us on the drives home.
He's never played before. So
and he's coaching you guys out.
But he's great. He's great.
That's great. Buchanan, do you guys still follow the Buchanan programs? You close with the coaches? You mm-hmm. check stuff out?
She's a coach.
I coach there. So I'm the JV girls coach there, and it's a lot of fun.
How do you manage that?
It's good. I coach in the fall, so I have that better balance of I'm in the fall, I'm there coaching, in the spring, I'm in season. But it's a lot of fun, and to coach the next wave of athletes, and they're 14, 15 years old, and they're hilarious, and they love the sport, and it's just fun to see that because I was once that too, and so it's fun to watch that.
This probably means a lot to them, right? I mean, here's an alum of the school playing college water polo and coming and coaching them up, right? Do you mm-hmm. see that? See a little bit of yourself
in them? I would hope
them?
So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, and they're so much fun. I love coaching there.
And like, you're just going to continue that, aren't you? Right?
I think so, yeah.
I know Clovis Unified pretty well, and if you are an alum and if you are a former athlete, they're going to get you in a classroom somewhere and make you coach.
I hope so.
That's the plan.
I hope so.
That's the plan. All right, a couple more questions here for you guys. A little more conversation. If you guys didn't play water polo, what would be your main sport? Or maybe a sport that you really loved growing up before you stuck to polo?
I don't know. I mean, I hate running, so probably nothing with running involved. But I think I played volleyball in elementary school. That was fun, but I'm not a giant, so I don't think I could couldn't excel in that, but that would be fun to play.
This is going to sound so stupid, but you remember that game in elementary school, like tetherball, you know, remember that one? I feel like we would do really well in tetherball.
I'm always pretty good at that.
I mean, not to brag.
Well, I mean, in third grade, you were like a foot taller than everyone else, so that helped you, but.
See you guys on a badminton team.
Batman. I would get too competitive.
Well, that's the point. Yeah.
Well, I found out I was going to play badminton in high school, but then I found out you had to run 2 miles before practice. I said, heck no.
What? You don't have to run in badminton.
I said, I'm good.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
There's that running thing popping up again.
No, thank you.
Tetherball. Yes. You brought back some memories of playing tetherball in the cold, right? Everybody gets smashed in the nose or the head, and you get that feeling of, you know, a hard
childhood.
You know, basketball or a tetherball hitting you in the nose.
How many rope burns did you have from grabbing?
Do they still exist?
I don't know.
Yes, they do. They do. We had it at our school for a little bit with the rope, like literally a rope that wraps around, right?
Super safe.
All right, Brian, one last question for you before we hit a break.
Yeah.
Game's coming up, right? Let's see if I could quickly bring up the schedule. I think you got a game, today's the 4th on Friday?
Yeah, we got two on Friday, two on Saturday.
Okay, what are you hoping to accomplish in those games? Where are you playing?
I'm excited. I think we're in a good place for these ones. We're going to be down in Redlands at a small tournament that Redlands University is hosting. This is right up our alley. These are teams we play well and we do what we're supposed to do. We can walk away with some dubs and have a great weekend. So we're excited. Girls are in a good spot right now. Did a lot of video today and ready to apply some things and get after it. So I think I'm excited for the weekend. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Girls, got some thoughts about this weekend? You're excited to get back in the pool?
Mm-hmm. I want to get our first win. Mm-hmm. I want us to play well as a team and just play well all weekend. So, and use everyone in the pool. That's what we've been talking about in practice. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've been working on like different aspects of the game, but I'm really excited to see when we're in like these more competitive games, how we can all put it together and come out with our first win.
Mm-hmm. So 12 o'clock on Friday, University of Redlands, and you got Occidental College at 4:30 later. Saturday, Laverne at 8 a.m. There's your 8 a.m. There's your early match. Let's go.
Everybody wake up.
Let's go. And then 12:30, you're playing Cal State Fullerton, correct?
Yep, that's it.
All right, good stuff. We're going to take a break here and bring on a couple more water polo players. But, hey, girls, thanks for coming on. We're going to bring you back on in the very, very end. So we got some final questions for you, but thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. Again, happy Wednesday night to everybody out there. We're in the season of fog. Fog is everywhere. We cannot get rid of this fog stuff going on. But we got the women's water polo team in the house. Just had a really good conversation with Maggie and Emma Cook, local girls from Buchanan High School. Actually, the second time on the show. And we got Coach Brian Sahovi on as well. And we're bringing on a couple freshmen, Kennedy Green and Sophia Del Rolo. Happy Wednesday night. And how are you guys doing tonight? You guys doing good?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing good.
You guys a little nervous, or are you guys good to go?
Good to go.
Good.
I'm a little nervous.
All right. I can tell. It's just a conversation. That's what we tell everybody. Coming to Fresno Pacific University, right, leaving your high school, leaving the comfort of your own home, going to a college, meeting new people, can be kind of shocking for a lot of people. But what are some things that you guys have really enjoyed so far since coming to Fresno Pacific? We'll get into water polo stuff in just a second, but Kennedy, let's start with you. What have you really loved about the school? What's been fun so far?
I really love our team. It's a really small atmosphere at the school, so I feel like I know a lot of people. I feel like you can't walk across campus without seeing like 5 people you know, and it's just like you have a lot of friends everywhere. So I feel like it wasn't like I still have people around that I can be with even if I'm far from home.
Was it culture shock? Just like how the classes work and how professors talk to you and the amount of responsibility that you have. Was that kind of a big adjustment, or has it been pretty easy for you?
For lectures, definitely. I feel like I'm not used to being talked at as much. I've been in more like engaging classes. So it was like I had to take it on myself to do the notes and like actually pay attention, which was a little shocking at first.
Yeah, good stuff. Sophia, what about for you? What's been some fun things about Fresno Pacific so far?
So I live on campus and they have like res life. So they have like different activities that they have like during like later at night and stuff. And those have been really fun. And I got to know like a lot of people there. So that was a lot of fun for me.
Do you think it helped coming to campus and not playing a sport right away? the adjustment period. Obviously, water polo is after the Christmas break. But do you think that helped a little bit?
I think that they do a really good job of like introducing all the freshmen. We go on like a retreat to Hume before, so you meet a lot of people outside of school, and you're in like different groups. You're like just everyone's separated, and you just kind of mingle with different people. And then when you get back to campus, you run into them everywhere.
Yep, that's one of the great things about Fresno Pacific, right? All those meet and greet times and those great events that they put on to make the transition a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how you arrived though at Fresno Pacific. We talked a little bit off air on how Brian saw you guys at a showcase, and you guys necessarily didn't know each other. You guys were recruited at the same time, but what all went into being recruited and then finally deciding to come to Fresno Pacific?
Well, I knew I wanted to play college water polo, so my coach like urged me to go to the showcase, and they just have like a lot of coaches there, and I went down the line, and Brian and the other assistant coach caught my eye because we just had a really great conversation. I think we talked for like 20 minutes, and I don't think I even realized how long I was up there talking to them. And they talked a lot about like the school's community, and that was really appealing, like especially if I'm going to go farther from home, it's nice to have like a smaller, like tight-knit group.
Absolutely. So do you remember the exact moment when you said, yes, I want to go to Fresno Pacific? Did you call or text or email Brian? What did that look like for you?
I was really excited to go on a visit. And so I was in contact with Brian. I think I was the first one that came on campus. I came during the boys season to come watch a game because I just want to see him coach. And I had a blast. I was definitely, my family and I were really excited to be up there. So I think on my visit, I definitely was like, this is where I want to be.
Awesome. Awesome. What is the weather like down in SoCal with polo?
It's really nice most of the year round. We actually traveled there like last weekend. And for the winter, it's really warm there right now. Our season is winter for our high school, so it's different than in the Central Valley. But it gets pretty cold sometimes during our games. But winter season's a lot less fun than
I would say. Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you prefer? Do you prefer this time of the year, or do you prefer the colder?
I think I like the a little bit warmer during the day. During season, it's not quite as cold.
I think that's probably a popular choice, right? Popular answer.
Oh, yeah.
Sophia, you're from the San Jose area. What high school did you go to? And talk about that showcase, right? That you didn't know that Kennedy was at, right? And then you got recruited by Brian here. But just describe your journey to Fresno Pacific and what that looked like.
So I went to Leland High School, and I actually didn't start playing water polo until like a few months before high school. So for me, like, I originally didn't think I was going to play in college just because I felt like so behind like everyone else, because most of the people on my team, they had been playing so much longer than I had. But then one of my friends, Bree, she was like, Sophia, you should just go, like, you're doing great, like, just go put yourself out there. And I was like, okay, I guess. So she went to the showcase a year before, and then I went and I played, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then talking to the coaches was fun. And then I talked to Brian and Nate, and my main thing was that I wanted to go somewhere that I could play water polo, but also learn what I wanted to learn, because that was like my main like importance to me. So when I found out they had like a criminology program, I was like, okay, I like this. This is good. So that kind of was a good push for me. And then I went on a visit my senior year, like towards like the end of my season, and I liked the campus. It was like nice and small and stuff, and the classrooms were small, and I like that they're like intimate, like, so you're not like in a big lecture hall and you don't know your teacher. I like that you like actually know your teachers. And then I didn't commit until like the end of December, but I was just having a really good day, and I was like, yep, I'm gonna do it. Like, me and my mom talked, and she's like, yep, let's do it. So
awesome. Yeah, that's a great journey. So, Brian, when did you first watch these young ladies perform in the pool and the conversations and bringing them to Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, both of them. It was during the showcase, and those were the first conversations. And really after that, just kind of staying in contact with the list of recruits that we had at that time and invited them on visits. And they both took the opportunity and came. And really the process is pretty similar for most recruits, and my biggest thing is being as honest and transparent as I can as a coach. I'm not trying to sell false goods or be a used car salesman, and I just you know, this is who we are, this is what we're about, and if this isn't what you're looking for, then it might not be the place for you. And so just really trying to be upfront, and yeah, and they both enjoyed, you know, the community of it and the small atmosphere, and the fact that, you know, they're not, you know, we're not a transactional program. Like, when they come, it's not, you know, business and only business, and then, you know, everything else, you're on your own. So so yeah, so but I have them there, and the team liked them, and it was just felt like a good fit. So when they both texted and they were like, yeah, coach, we want to commit and we want to come, it was a great day. And so got to circle their names on my recruiting board and was like, all right, they're coming. And I text the team, hey, just Kennedy and Sophia just committed, and everybody gets excited. And then we usually have one or two athletes that are social media stalkers. And so, and Sophia is turning to that for us. So anytime we have a girl that commits, Sophia's like, I'm on it. She's researching and friending them and all that fun stuff. So it's a fun process.
I'm curious, Brian, like, what, when you're talking to potential recruits, mm-hmm. and you say you're not a car salesman, you just lay it out what we have to offer on your end, what do you love to hear from them? Like, something, maybe a key word or two or a phrase that, like, yes, this is going to be a great addition to our program. What do you like to hear from the athletes you're recruiting?
Oh, man, I think I got me on the spot on this one. I think it varies from athlete to athlete. I don't try to fit them all in, you know, in the same bucket. I think really for me, it's getting to know them personally. I think a big question that I always ask them is, what do you like to do other than water polo? Like, that's important. Like, okay, what do you do? What is your pastime? And so hearing the various things, whether I like to read, I like to knit, I like to play video games, I like to watch movies, and each of those answers instigates a different conversation. And you know, I want to know what it is they're going to be doing when they're not on the pool deck, and I think that's important to me. And and making sure that they're going to be a good fit with the culture that we have and the team that we have. And and every one of them is a little bit different, so I can't necessarily say there's a key word or a key thing that I look for, because I don't treat all my athletes the same, and I don't try to fit them all in the same box. I mean, everybody's unique and different, and they all bring something different to the program. And I think that's what makes coaching a team sport special is, you know, everybody has a different skill set that makes us who we are. And so I think for me, it's just, how does that conversation feel? And, you know, is it healthy? Is it feel fluid? Is it comfortable? And, you know, it's those are all important things that I look for. And yeah, and
it's just, certainly not an interview, right? It's a conversation.
No, it really is. Yes. It really is. I try not to make it an interview, and so I tell them this all the time, but ask questions, because otherwise I'll talk and I talk too much. And so that's something, you know, that's one of my pitfalls. So
well, it's a strength. I'll call it a strength.
Okay, we'll call
it a strength. So coach, looking at some of the stats and some of the minutes too, mm-hmm. of your program, you've given them playing time, right?
Yeah.
You've put them in situations going against D1 opponents already. Yeah. Just talk about what skill sets they bring to the pool. What do you like about their futures?
Oh, I'm excited about both these players. Kennedy's quick, reactive, and you know, has the ability to counterattack. And Sophia is dynamic, kind of plays all over the place. We've had her set, we've had her post up, we've had her shooting on the outside. And so they both bring a couple different qualities to the program. But they're both strong personalities. They both bring good leadership to the pool. And you know, they're a couple of the first ones off the bench as freshmen. And that is something that I'm excited for the continued growth of the program, is to really invest in that. And I just see the future, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to bring up speed. And I've been telling the girls, I'm like, we're the back end of our season, that back half, our bench is really going to be a big part that, you know, that plays into how we do in our conference play and conference championships. And so we got to have these girls, these young girls, ready. And so that's why, like, you know, the previous question is, you know, why the hard games? I'm like, because they got to learn fast. And so it's just get them into it and say, hey, this is college water polo. Let's go. And so
Kennedy, has there been a moment so far you're like, my gosh, this is maybe a lot harder than I thought? Or have you had a few moments like that?
I think that everyone on the college level definitely moves a lot faster. Not even just swimming, but like the thoughts and stuff. Like, you can get away with some things in the high school level that you cannot at college, and you don't realize until they're right in your face. So.
Have you learned anything physically different, like maybe a little trick here that that Brian has taught you that's helped you so far?
Brian's really helped me with just like getting my shot right. So I've just been working on like getting that, like I've better accuracy and just like passing and everything. So
that's big, right? The little things that you can get away with high school, right? You think of all the sports. You think about basketball.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, I could take it, you know, to the lane and lay it up, you know, nice and easy at the high school level. And then all of a sudden in college, oh, a 7-footer just blocked my shot.
Yep.
Right? You see that in polo sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always funny. I mean, like, I'm like, yeah, you're in high school. You're the big fish. You're 18 years old. I'm like, now you're 18 years old and you're going up against 22, 23-year-olds. And some of them are Olympians. So it's, you know, we kind of get a chance to play everybody.
Sophia, you have 3 goals on the year?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yay.
According to the stats?
Yes,
How cool was that, right, to get on the board, especially as a freshman? Do you remember your first goal?
Yes, I was reminded of it. my first goal was in Santa Clara. It was up on 6-on-5 at the one, and I just shot it over the girl that was field blocking me. So.
Did you think about it or did you just react?
I don't think I think in games. Like, I can't remember anything because it's just like, go, do it. And then after I'm like, oh, I played a game.
That just happened.
Yeah. Black it all out. Exactly.
That's cool. And it's probably a little bit different from other sports too, where you don't have time to celebrate, like soccer, right? The soccer people, they got time to celebrate and jump around. You got to get back, right? You got to swim back and defend your spot.
Yeah. Some people, they do celebrate, but, like, me, I'm, like, tired, and I'm just swimming back. I'm like, okay, next play, let's go. Like, I don't know. I just kind of swim.
Ready. I like it. All right, we're going to bring Maggie and Emma in here for a final segment. So while they're coming in, Coach, just remind us again who's in your league conference play. You guys are transitioning next year, right, to a new conference? Or help me out. What does that look like?
Yeah, we've always been in a little bit of a different, boat. We're in the WWPA, Western Water Polo Association. The institution, the school, is transferring to a new conference, but for us, we'll be staying in the same conference and competing with the other T2 schools, which, you know, our conference is Monterey, UC Merced is joining us, Concordia University is joining us, then we got Biola, and that's our West Coast, and then we have an East Coast pod that plays with us, which is McKendree, Gannon, and Salem. And so we'll play our respective regions, and then we come together for our conference championships to see who gets that AQ to the tournament.
There you go. Good little snapshot. All right. So this is a segment that's always fun. Tonight we have Jackson in the house with some questions for everybody, including Coach. Coach, you're going to have a question here. So when you hear the question, just lean in and answer it as best as possible and have some fun with it. All right. Here we go.
Okay, so first for Coach, you kind of mentioned earlier about ask, or otherwise I'll keep talking. But do you have any other sort of team motto or mantra?
They all looked at me and started mouthing. But one thing that we've really been leaning into this season is you could do hard things.
There it is.
And so that's something that they hear a lot, and you know, it's very much don't shy away. You can do more than you realize. You're stronger than you realize. So get out there. Don't second guess yourself, and don't sell yourself short. So, and that's been big for us playing the teams we've been playing so far this early season is they can do hard things, and they have done hard things, and it's been fun to watch.
Hard things. I like it. Emma, my fellow Buchanan alumni, as a senior on this team, what's your favorite memory you have?
But I think all the conference trips we've been on have been, I can't pick one that's my favorite, but there's always like something funny that happens with each one, and I really am excited for this year's, so yeah.
Maggie, most serious and most silly teammate you have?
Probably Reagan, she's our other captain, and she is so funny and so weird, but then she knows when to turn it on and it's time for game time and all that stuff, so she's really fun.
For Kennedy, is there any one athlete that you look up to?
I'd probably say Reagan as well. She's just a really strong player, and she is really good at like keeping everyone's head in the game when we're working hard.
And lastly, for Sophia, do you have any pre-game ritual or snack?
No, I actually don't. I tend to not eat before games because I think I'm gonna throw up. So I try not to eat, but I have like this one weird stretch I do where I just like sit on the floor and like lift my legs up. I don't know. I learned it in high school and it works, so I don't know.
All right, thank you, ladies. What's next for Summit Athletics? It'll be a busy week of action. Again, Stunt is on the road competing right now against Northwest Nazarene with another match against Concordia Irvine later tonight. They'll continue in Fullerton on Friday against host Hope International and Park University, followed Saturday with games against Trevecca Nazarene and Arizona Christian. Again, women's water polo will head down to Redlands for a tournament to take on the host Redlands, followed by Occidental. And then Saturday, they will also face Laverne, finishing against Cal State Fullerton. On Friday and Saturday, men's and women's track and field will compete in Reno, Nevada at the Wolfpack Invitational for another indoor tune-up meet. And Saturday, women's and men's tennis will officially open up PacWest play in Atherton against the Oaks of Menlo College. Women's and men's basketball finishes a road stand in Rockland on Thursday, taking on Jessup. They'll come back home for the weekend to play Dominican, with the women taking on the Penguins at 2 p.m. and the men at 4:15. Finally, baseball will host its home opener series against Western Oregon University at Dan Martin Stadium. The Diamond Birds play Game 1 at 5 p.m. on Thursday, followed by doubleheader slated for 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Friday, and one final game on Saturday at 11 a.m. Plenty of stuff happening. Make sure to come out and catch the action. Back to you, Paul.
Perfect timing. Way to go, Jackson. Good stuff. Good questions. Hey, thank you guys for coming on. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Emma and Maggie Cook. Next time you guys can come on the show, you guys can host it. You guys are pros already. Thanks to Kennedy, Sophia, and of course, Coach Brian Sohobe. Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, there's your cue. All right, have a great rest of the week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to the home of the San Jose Sharks, KFPT Clovis 790 ESPN.